Advocates, rock and roll political commentary.
Smart Ass Realty offers everything necessary to help you successfully
wanting to start again. Do you ever feel?
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, airing grievances today. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Our buddy Hawk texted me. He's got the number. He booty dials me sometimes, but today text me, weed is illegal too. Apparently that's one of his grievances. And then, you know, the shrug emoji.
Yeah, but isn't it like a dollar fine in Dane County? I mean, it's not like really illegal.
Yeah, unless they want to double down on you, right? Unless they want to search the car, use it as probable cause. I mean, you know, decriminalized $1 fine is quite different than legal. And it ain't legal. And you drive through the wrong county? Or the wrong community within a county? I mean, hell, Fitchburg, $1,000 fine. Used to be. Someone's got to research that. You know, I tried to confine my weed smoking outside of Fitchburg proper, if you know what I'm saying. Ever since we got off the iHeart. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey,
happy
Paulie.
Thursday that feels like a Friday.
Yeah, that's so true, and I hope you...
But you're retired, Paul. Every day feels like a Friday to you, man.
Yeah, I work a couple days a week, but hey, I hope you guys all have a great 4th of July, 4-day weekend. Actually, Dom, it's 5 days, 6 days for you. No, Crudy, 5 or 6 days for him, right? You got to come back to work, don't you? I forgot about that. So
it's all relative, hey, Paul, but I mean, as I like to point out, Paul, there ain't no calluses on these hands.
Well, I hope everybody there has a great 4th of July weekend.
Thanks, man.
Hey, the good old Supreme Court, that jury managed us for the next decade with the Hilgendorf's help. But that's just, where do I go from there? Hey, do you think Rojo would have been the kid that would have pulled a fire alarm in school on a double dare?
Only if he had a test they didn't prepare for that day, Paulie.
You know, he absolutely stuck his tongue on the pole.
That's a good one. Well, anyway, that's my grievance, Rojo. He's unknown United States wide now, giving Wisconsin a great name.
Oh,
again, you guys
man.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Hey. You too, man.
Yeah, you triple know, that dog dare you, Paulie.
It is so embarrassing. You're from Wisconsin, and Ron Johnson. What's up with that guy? And not only that, I mean, we see some of these things coming down from the Supreme Court. We see what's happening with the J6. You know, internationally, I was talking to some family members who got, you know, other friends overseas, Australia and Europe and whatnot. And they're looking at us like, oh, my God, you guys are you're acting like a failed state over there. What is happening? I mean, everything is on the line right now. Everything.
Well, that's the problem with the U.S. Supreme Court. We will get back to the phones. Be patient just a minute if you're in queue at 844-967-2789. My fear, Dom, is the rulings of the U.S. Supreme Court. We hate them, right? Because they're so divergent from the will of the people. When you have such a clear example of minority rule, I mean, it's bad enough because it gerrymanders and electoral colleges and, you know, what, some states get 2 senators but only have enough people living in them for 1 congressperson.
Wyoming.
Yeah. And I think, what, the Dakotas maybe? But anyways.
Yeah, yes.
The greater point is there's already structural inequities built in to favor Republicans. That's the only reason why a guy like Ted Cruz is relevant. Because the urban areas, because we, the Dems, tend to congregate in urban areas. And there's more of us in the urban areas. And it's easier to screw us and redistricting. But my greatest fear is these courts so lack credibility. They're so undermined in the eyes, not just of people like me, but even, you know, the casual observer just says, wow, Roe's overturned. You know, they assured us that would never happen. You know, you got to get out of bed in the morning with the principle that gravity still works. The sky's still blue. And if you're a woman, I'd like to think you have autonomy over your own body. But suddenly your world's been turned upside down. And I cannot imagine if Democrats cannot do something, you know, if they can't win the midterms, if they can't hold this flood of red tsunami back, and right now they're actually up in the polling. Dems are. So don't be fooled. Don't believe the red tsunami talk. There's plenty of time to win the midterms. Roe v. Wade has changed the entire dynamic of the electoral map. But as the courts lack credibility and the American people are so disgusted with the rulings and the outcomes that they stop paying attention and they stop activating because they think to themselves, you know, we're screwed no matter what. What are we going to do about it? So what are you going to do about it, Don? You can't vote for a Supreme Court justice. And they're lifetime appointees, and it's a 6-3 majority. It's,
you know, listen, you put it on the Dems because they're the other major party, right? But it's, you know, the Dems don't vote for themselves in. It's the people that vote for the Dems, right? So it's up to the people to get off of their asses and get up and vote.
81 million people voted for Joe Biden, and the Dems delivered very, very little of the agenda that Joe Biden promised. And I'm not blaming Joe Biden. I'm blaming collectively the Dems, because the Joe Manchins and the Kristen Sinemas got in the way. And even the suggestion that there would be throwing out the filibuster to codify Roe v. Wade. Do you see who's stepping up to say no way? Dick Durbin. I think he's number two on the Senate side, on the Democratic side. Oh, you know, this smacks of partisanship. Oh, let's not do this. Well, if there's no will amongst the Dems, of course nothing gets done. My greatest fear is the Dems are not ready for this moment in history. They're too worried about societal norms and democratic norms. They want to follow the path they've always followed. You know, the Dems, they do.
I get it, man. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, the old guard, there is no bipartisanship with MAGAs, with Nazis, with fascists. That is not a thing. We do not engage or work with fascists. So you got to just put that stuff aside. And I don't know. I think you're right. I think they're still, you know, looking back at the good old days of the 70s and 80s where they go have a cocktail afterward together with Tip O'Neill. I mean, these are not those days. The head of the Republican Party just tried to orchestrate a coup on this country. And I don't think you need to be worried about, you know, reaching across the aisle with fascists. But I still put this on the American people, Crudy. This is on us. We need to engage. Instead of having, you know, the Game of Thrones parties, maybe we should be having some get-togethers at the bar talking about, you know, our rights and all the things that really matter in this world. Take a little bit of time to talk about the Constitution, to talk about where we are. Hell, join the devil's advocates and engage in that way. But you got to get off your ass. The people who have not voted, they need to go. They need to vote the right way. Those who are newly, my daughter's going to be 18 next year. She gets to vote in her first presidential election coming up. I guarantee you she's going to go. She better bring some of her friends, and they better bring some of their friends. That's the only way you're going to get this. You need to overwhelm. And for God's sake, please, get some constitution in yourselves, Democratic leadership. These are fascists you're dealing with.
World, you were either a bully, a toady, or one of the nameless rabble of victims.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
The exact exchange and nuance of phrase in this ritual is very important.
Why not gargle?
I triple dog.